Culture shock. Westerners who come to Asia are often surprised at how different everything is. For example, in Asia, studying for exams is much more important than in the Western world. Gestures are different. In Hong Kong, people present their business cards with both hands, whereas in the West, this doesn't matter. Everything from how to say hello and how to eat to how to give a gift need to be relearned in a new culture. Reacting strongly to changes in environment is natural, and it is called culture shock. Anyone can experience culture shock. It can come from a major change, like moving to a new country, or something smaller, like hanging out with a new group of people. People don't have to travel far to experience it. Mainland Chinese experience it in Hong Kong, and vice versa. And Americans have culture shock when they visit another part of the USA. Symptoms of culture shock are physical and mental. The most common is homesickness. Homesickness can increase when fighting the language barrier, or simply noticing that one's favourite snack is non-existent in the new country. Other symptoms include feeling sad, misunderstood, and negative towards the new culture, and even having physical reactions to stress. These feelings and symptoms change during the four stages of shock. The first is the honeymoon phase. The person is charmed by everything about the new culture. This usually lasts about 3 months. After that, the person is suddenly overcome with negativity by how different and difficult things are. Everything starts to bother the person, from the pace of daily life to local hygiene. Many people develop stereotypes about local people, and it is important not to get stuck on these beliefs. The third stage, adjustment, is a way to resolve these conflicting first two stages. The person may fall into a routine which helps overcome a lack of normality. Negativity is replaced with an understanding of the culture. The last stage is the mastery phase. Here, the person can successfully participate in the new country. He or she tends to mix together parts of the original and new culture to create a lifestyle with which they are comfortable. There is an understanding that while the person may not speak the language fluently or know everything about the culture, he or she is willing to participate. Throughout these four stages, there are a few things to remember. The most important is not to withdraw from friends or daily life. Friends are there to provide support when things are not going well, especially when they are going through the same thing. Keeping in touch with friends and family at home is equally important. In addition to communication, being prepared will help the traveller know what challenging factors to expect. And while this is easier said than done, smiling and keeping a sense of humour will help the traveller to learn how to laugh at his or her mistakes. It is difficult to figure out a new culture, but returning home shows how much one has adjusted. Many experience reverse culture shock and feel they don't totally understand their own culture. Things that were once normal now seem strange. People usually recover from reverse culture shock more quickly than normal culture shock, but it must be treated seriously. A bad readjustment to the original culture can have a negative impact on family and friends, as well as the person experiencing it. However, with the skills learnt the first time around, it gets easier every time to readjust to new cultures, no matter how near or far they are from home.